Still on every Saturday. Amen. Pumping out them sounds for us to listen to while we worship the Lord. But tonight, it's turn-up time. It's party time. Oh, wait a minute. Let me bring my co-host in here. It's Twisted Crystal. What's up, Twisted Crystal? That's your name now. You
What's
Twisted
up?
Crystal.
That's my new name. Okay, I'll take that.
Twisted
I'll
Sister.
Take that.
Amen. What's up, Twisted Crystal?
Ooh,
oh,
Jesus,
yeah.
I'll take it.
I'm telling you, see, you got to be twisted. I mean, you know, COVID, pandemic,
yeah.
Omicron,
yeah.
Cybertron, Megatron.
Seriously, all of that.
Decepticon.
And I love me some Transformers. And I'm like, wait a minute. I did not know. I was pronouncing it wrong. I was calling it Omicron. But then I heard somebody say it on the news the other day. I'm like, Omicron, what is that? And then I was like, oh. O-M-I-C. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I've been pronouncing it wrong this whole time. So, oh, well,
I'm a crime. Well, I like the way you say it better. Oh, my
crime. Oh, my
crime. Oh, my crime.
Just emphasis on the wrong letter. That's all. That's what I'm saying. I'm a crime.
Oh, my crime.
I'm like, what is
crime.
That?
You don't say. Oh, my crime.
Oh, my crime.
Oh, my crime. Anyway,
leave it
this
up to
is
me,
some
right?
kind of a year, though, right? I mean,
oh,
America, the world, you know, Jesus doing, he got this thing twisted up. We don't know.
Jesus.
Basically. It seems like we be re-pandemicking.
No,
you know, we
That's
pandemic.
What I feel like. I'm like, this almost feels like a repeat of last year. It feels like 2020 all over again.
All over again.
What's happening? Golly. Lord, have mercy.
We just got right. Yes,
yeah.
You know, but we headed into a new year. We got hope. We got hope that the new year can be a better year. And,
absolutely.
People can, you know, readjust, retune, reevaluate, just re-everything.
Well, the beauty of that is re-everything, but the beauty of it is that every opportunity that you get to see a new day is a new opportunity to restart. You know, you don't have to wait for – because we're all going to screw up tomorrow. Like, it's the first of the year, we're all going to be like, okay, I had every intention on not doing that or doing that, and I totally didn't do it or did it. I'm not going to wait another 364 days to give it a try. You just try it again the next day, and then you try it again the next day, and you try it again the next day, and then you just keep trying until you realize, wow, it's been a year since I was struggling with that and having an issue with that, and here I am 12 months later. And I'm so much better at it. Or, wow, it's not even something that I think about. Like, I'm telling you, God is so gracious and he is so merciful, and we don't deserve anything that comes from him. But when you give it all to him, he will most definitely work on you, work on that thing, work on those things, because plenty of us have multiple things that we're working on. We have a lot of stuff on the table.
We multiple.
Here, okay? We got a lot of stuff. Yeah, we got stuff going on.
Every day is exciting. We can wake up, well, Jesus, which broke part of me we going to work on today?
What we working on today? Can we leave that one over there? We tried to work on that yesterday, and that one hurt too much, and we tried to make it too straight. And I just still want to be crooked, so can we leave that over there in the corner? I mean, he's so good. He's like, okay, but we going back to it. Maybe not today, but we'll be back. We'll go back to it because I got to fix it.
Yeah, we'll come back.
We'll come back to it. We'll come back.
We'll get back to that one. Let's work
we'll
on this. This thing
that.
Over here is just way out of control. This is way out of control.
Yeah.
We
get
a little bit
out.
Of control on this.
Yeah,
but
we
that's
bring
the wonderful
that back.
Thing about time is you get that redo. You get to do it again and again and again
Good
and bad. You know, you get a redo and then you get to do again, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a
Absolutely.
Good thing about a year. But this has been some kind of a, you know, we in some kind of a something here, but it's been good opportunities for people. So tonight, we're going to have, once we get us a crowd in here, we're going to get us some people who want to talk about what how they got through this year. Now, everybody ought to have a testimony. You can't go from 20. You cannot go from last January to this December and not
Mm-mm.
have nothing to say that
Mm-mm.
the Lord brought you through. You didn't see
Mm-mm.
nothing. You don't see
nothing
going on in the world.
I mean,
everybody's
and if you don't
want to
go all
testimony.
The way 300 and if you don't want to go back 364 days, I mean, just go back to last week. I mean, can we do 7 days? It's got to be
tornado.
Seven days.
Do you know we're having tornadoes in the winter and fires in Colorado.
Fire.
Yesterday,
yes.
They had a fire just out of nowhere, just rushed through and burned up whole communities. And then the next day, my wife and I was watching television. They're going to get 12 inches of snow. I'm like,
yeah.
Really? One
Only
day
God
you're hot enough
like
to
that.
Burn out, and
yes.
the next day you're going to be covered up with 12 inches of snow.
Yeah. It's
Things are changing. We done towed this climate up.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah, it's all our fault. It's all our fault.
The world
we
be
got
tripping.
To take accountability.
We'll be tripping like, how can y'all be so happy? This stuff is falling apart. Well, Jesus finna come get us. We finna get out of here. So,
Amen. If you don't see it, I can't help you. That's why, you know, we ain't got to go back 364 days. We can just go back to last week. It's something that he brought you through, whether you know it or not. It's something. So, look, I'm cutting a whole bunch of people off if they don't get on here tonight and say something. We can't see you. We don't know what you got on. We don't care if you got cookie frosting on your face or if you in the middle of a dinner. We don't care what you're doing. You just need to get on here. The world, this Blog Talk Radio goes around the world. People in Africa can't see us. We can't see what each other are doing, but you have no idea how important this is for people around the world to hear, and not just people who are listening right now, but people who are going to be listening tomorrow, the next day, during the tribulation period. Like, these things that we say on Blog Talk Radio, we laugh and we joke, but it is a very serious thing, and people need to hear other people. I know y'all don't get tired of hearing those of us that run for Christ Ministries, but I need some of y'all who don't never come on and say nothing to come on and say something. Like, for real, it's going to be like one of those Facebook posts. Don't scroll past this without saying amen or else you're going to have bad luck. So I'm putting that juju out there on you. If you scroll past this and don't get on and don't press one, you're going to have bad luck tomorrow. 1 John 1:9. But I'm just saying, y'all got to come on and rep Jesus because we know God is going to do it. Okay? All right.
Well, you 1 John 1:9, the bad luck.
Right quick. Yeah, right quick. I don't want people. Right quick. It's not going to happen. Y'all, you know I'm saying. I'm just trying to scare people. Y'all need to come on and say something because I want to hear from people tonight.
Talk about, you know, what happened last year. Talk about how you got through this year. Talk about what's going forward into the new year. You know, got to have plans. Got to have something for the Lord to do. Unless, like Tamla Mann said in her song, or will this just be another year of misery for me?
Oh,
amen. If you want to be different, you're going to have to do something different. But you know what?
Absolutely.
The wonderful thing about the end of the year is, if you sum it all up and it didn't quite add up, one good thing about it, and we're going to come back after these few songs, if it didn't add all up, guess what? It ain't over.
Trouble on every side, and you just wanna run and hide, but you just gotta stand and fight, cause it ain't over. Life may weigh you down, you can't throw in the towel. Don't give up, hold your head up, cause it ain't over. So smile and believe, some kind of way he's gonna make a way. Trying for a long time. Look how far you've come, and just a little ways to go.
You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Just want you to know that I believe in you.
So
this is not the end. It ain't over. Go back and try again. It ain't over. This is not the end. It ain't over. Cause in the end you're gonna win. Let the week over. Say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. You must recite.
You must recite.
That it's gonna be alright.
It's gonna be alright.
Let the weak.
Let the weak
say I'm strong.
Say I'm strong.
Let the poor.
Let the poor
say I'm rich.
Say I'm rich.
Life and death is in the power of your tongue. You must recite.
You must recite.
That it's gonna be alright.
Be there for ya, just fall on your knees, say a prayer. In the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Peace.
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Lord, give me a sign.
For this is the heritage of the servant of the Lord.
Preach.
And that righteousness is of me, said the Lord.
Preach.
Amen.
Lord, give me a sign.
I really need to talk to you, Lord. Since the last time we talked, the walk has been hard. Now I know you haven't left me, but I feel like I'm alone. I'm a big boy now, but I'm still not grown. And I'm still going through it,
what?
Pain and a hurt.
Yeah.
Soaking up trouble like rain in the dirt.
Yeah.
And I know only I can stop the rain with just a mention of my Savior's name. In the name of Jesus. Devil, I rebuke you for what I go through and trying to make me do what I used to. But all that stops right here.
Yeah.
As long as the Lord's in my life, I will have no fear. I will know no pain from the light to the dark.
Come
I will show no shame, spit it right from the heart.
Come
cause
on.
It's right from the start. You held me down and ain't nothing they can tell me now. Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Please show me something. I'm tired of talking to him, knowing he's frightened. Crying about life ain't nothing. One mad cause you trapped or the one hunting. Trapped in your own mind waiting on the Lord.
Yeah.
A hunting with the word that cuts like a sword. The spoken word is stronger than the strongest man. Carries the whole world like the strongest hand. Through the trials and tribulations you never let us down.
Jesus,
I know you're here with us now.
Jesus,
I know you're still with us now.
Keep it real with us now. I want to feel, show me how. Please
let me take your hand, guide me.
What?
I walk slow but stay right beside
please.
Me. Devil's trying to find
please.
Me. Hide me. Hold up, I take that back. Protect me and give me the strength to fight.
Lord, give me a sign.
Let me know what's on your mind. Let me know what I'm gonna find. It's all in time. Show me how to teach the mind. Show me how to reach the blind.
Lord, give me a sign.
Show me what I got to do to bring me closer to you. Cause I'ma go through whatever you want me to. Just let me know what to do.
Lord, give me a sign.
Life or death, live or die.
up to the throne, he's right beside me. Hold my hand in a valley, lock a knife on me. I don't know where I would be, don't know who I would be, yeah, yeah. Crazy when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting, yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me, yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that fire.
Got it last
yeah.
week, so I got it right now. I got it. I even got it last week, so I got it.
Amen.
Deacon Eric
Amen.
Reed asked me to play that one. He sent me a text message on my little baby flip phone here. If you want to send me a song request, you need to do. You know, I told somebody, Crystal, I say. And they just couldn't stop laughing. I said she called my said my phone need to be in the Smithsonian. They just couldn't stop laughing. They just thought that was. I'm like, okay, it's really not that funny. Then I start laughing, and you know what I'm saying. You know,
it's okay. It's all right. It's only one other one in the world. My daddy has it. So you got one, and my daddy got one. It's only two left in creation. So he need to give his back to the Smithsonian too. His screen ain't even a color screen. So you really know his is super historical.
You know. We had a friend, family member came by the house the other day and saw the phone, saw Baby Holy Ghost phone and said, oh, you know, that's going to be out there. They're going to cut that off pretty soon.
See, Lord have mercy. Just
we might smart up, though, in 2020.
Please.
We might smart up in 2020. Where's Cat at? Is Cat in here? Hey, Cadillac, is you in here? Press one. Hey, man, we're going to bring in the host of Bring Back the Family, y'all. Hey, man.
Yeah.
I just got to find there's so many numbers in here.
Man, all y'all people listening, y'all better be ready to press one and give a testimony. So go practice in the bathroom mirror now. So then when you come on and press
go
one,
practice
you ready
in the
to
bathroom.
Go. Yes. Nobody
oh,
can
they
see
like that
you,
lady.
But I'm just saying.
They do like that lady who got stuck on the plane. She tested positive on the plane, had to stay in the bathroom for 4 hours.
They had to put her in there.
Just tie me to a seat and put a pillowcase over my head. I ain't sitting in no bathroom for no 4 hours.
Wait, but did she take herself there? Did she do it herself, or did they tell her?
Yeah, Yeah, no, she went. She went to the bathroom
okay.
and she did one of the
kind
tests.
Of
and
okay.
the test came up positive, and she told them I'm
okay.
positive, and they told her, well, you can have the bathroom for the whole flight. So she stayed in there for 4 hours. I think
hey.
She was from Michigan. Hey, man. But anyway, she stayed in there for 4 hours. She's a teacher, and, you know, she's in there for 4 hours. Mm. I mean, you know.
Well, bless her heart.
She's a good woman. She's a good woman. Yeah, praise
yeah,
the Lord.
Yeah,
they
might have been on
the
airplane. Know what's up.
Just tie me to a seat, put a pillow bag or a pillowcase over my head. I ain't sitting in no
yeah.
little. Them bad, you ever been to the airplane bathroom?
Oh, that's what I'm saying. You've been on the plane. You already know what the bathroom's like. So this, you can't even move.
Yeah.
Like you be good to, you be good to wipe good. So you be you.
It's like on the Greyhound bus. You get on the Greyhound
oh,
bus. Yeah, I came from the military. You know, from
Ooh.
Chicago on a bus, and that's mm. that was it. That was my first and mm. last ride. When I went in the bathroom, I was like, that thing might suck me down the street. I'd be rolling down
you.
The road, you know, it just, you know, like, where Mr. Overall at? He went to the bathroom, he got sucked in, turned blue. I come running out of there all blue. You know? Oh, Cadillac, is that you?
I'm here.
Okay, we got the host of Bring Back the Family, y'all. Oh, yeah, it's on tonight. It's on tonight. So if y'all want to, you know, when we get ready to open up them phone lines, you can talk about, you know, how did God get you through this year? And, you know, you got to have a testimony. And we're in a pandemic, so I know you got a testimony. And then what's up for next year? You know, I talked to one of the members of our church, and I was so impressed. She had listened to this preacher, and the preacher was talking about writing the vision down and making it plain. And she had been wanting a couple of things in her life, and it just was eluding her. And so she just did it. She put her real faith in it. I know she put real faith in it because it worked. She wrote down what she wanted and got both them things. And that was just a powerful testimony for me to hear that, you say something to the Lord and you really believe that thing. And it's something he can do and wants to do for you anyway, you know, and got both of them. So, you know, I was like, you want to go on and write down past old need $1 million? And go write
$1 million?
The Lord doing what you say. He over there, you know, you over there writing it and claiming it, you know, write down past old need, you know, Jesus, if you can, past old need $1 million. Well, here's his bank account number, cash app.
Since you answering prayers over here, can we go get one on over there? So we can get through all the years and keep on over there.
I'm listening and I'm like, go ahead, Jesus. But it was good
Amen.
To hear it, though. It was just good to hear that. It was a good, you know, and that's like hope going forward. You know, something good can happen. You know, because, you know, we're in some tough times, y'all. We're in some strange stuff. This is strange. We've never been here before. You know, unless we, now, wait a minute. Somebody might be listening who was born in 1918, and they say, well, you wrong, Pastor. I remember the Spanish flu. You wrong.
Yeah.
This ain't that bad. Well, I think they lost 2 million people. Wow. We working on it, though. Especially here in America, we're a triple mess, ain't we?
Yeah, well, the thing about it then and now is we're purposely ignorant now. We're purposely ignorant now. Then technology and everything else is not what it is now. So now we have all of these things available to us, and we're just not using them. And so we're thinking we're smarter, and we're trying to one-up, and it's unfortunate because people are being made examples of every single day, multiple people in a day. So it's just a very different time, and we have so many things at our disposal now to use. And if you don't know what to use in the best way, like, pray. But, you know, you got to belong to Jesus, because, you know, that's how you get prayers through, because you got to have real faith. Like you said, real faith. You know, that's what God rewards, faith. And so, you know, we got things out here that you can use to help you get through these tough times. But if you're choosing otherwise, you're kind of
right,
just leaving
it.
You're dumping a bunch of honey on yourself and saying, here I am, honeybees, just get me. I'm just here with a bunch of honey. Come get me, please.
You done put you a steak suit on and now you're going into the lion's den talking about bite me. You know, that's
Bite me, yeah.
Yeah, or you're walking across a gun range with no bulletproof vest on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that. I'm good.
Yeah,
no,
I'm putting
my vest on.
Yeah, yeah, we're being intentionally ignorant now, and it's just it's not good because it's just not you. There's a lot of other people that there's a lot of collateral damage that ends up happening when you don't do what you're supposed to do. So it's not about you. This life is not just about us. We're so selfish, but it's just not about us. There's a humongous picture that we need to be looking at, but we're not. The enemy gets us focused on us and our things, and we don't look past ourselves. So.
That's what's getting us. That's what's getting us in this pandemic, and that's what Satan is doing. He's, you know, and we're so stuck on routine, you know, and what we used to do that I think, you know, we just opened back up and went right back to doing everything we did as if, you know, Rona left. But Rona's like, is these people crazy?
Rona's
they do know I'm still out here. And
I'm
then Rona say, hey, check this out. I ain't strong enough. So Rona say, hey, Cousin Delta. Come on over here, man. These people, they ain't even trying. They don't even wear masks or nothing. You know, and then when Delta got a little tired, Delta like, hey, you better come on get some of this Omicron. Like, I'll be there next week. I'm over here in Africa right now, but I'll be there next week. And then and then Omicron come here and just take over.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the good thing is,
the Omicron variant don't seem to be as strong as Delta, you know, whacking that many people out, but it spreads faster, and what the devil is doing, okay, this one ain't strong enough, but it will knock them out for 10 days. They can't go to work. Everywhere you go, I mean, I went into Macy's, I'm telling you. I'm standing around the shoe department, and this guy who, like, cleaning up, he's looking at me, and I'm like, does anybody work here? He's like, yeah, they work here. So I'm still standing around there, and then this lady I go over to another department after I get sick of that, and this lady tells me, oh, they ain't even in today. I'm like, so how you sell shoes?
Right.
I mean, so I just get them and take them and then come back when they come to work or what? How does this work? Oh, Jesus, I'm like, Lord, what do you mean they ain't over there? Leave the money laying in the department.
What a mess.
Oh, that was so funny. That was so funny. I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, so this is the worker shortage they're talking about. This is awesome, though. You know, you can go out and get paid now because you can actually go out they won't let you quit. They make excuses for you. Oh, no, you didn't need to come in today because, your foot was hurting. So just take the day off.
No problem.
Don't quit.
Hello.
Don't quit. Just take the day off. We're going to give you, did we tell you we're giving you a raise? We're giving you a raise.
Yeah.
So you take the day off and come back tomorrow, you get a raise. They're desperate for employees. And the Lord is taking the wealth of the wicked and giving it to the righteous. And if you use your head and position yourself right, you can get on a job you ain't even trained for and get paid a whole lot of money. Mm-hmm. They will train you on the job. They losing that thing where everybody got to go to school. Everybody got to have this many years. You got to have this degree. Mm-hmm. They're like, can you talk? Yeah. Okay, you're hired. Come here. Let me show you how to do it.
Wait a minute. You don't even got to know how to spell, but we'll take you, okay? Listen, you can talk. You ain't
we'll
got to know how to spell good. As long as you can talk, we'll help you type. We'll help you spell. Don't worry about that. We
show
got
you
that.
What to do. And that's where we at, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
No technicalities.
No, the power of negotiation is so powerful right now. Like, you can go in and say, look, I got kids. They go to school from this time to this time. I got to get them there at this time, but I got to be off at this time because I got to get my kids. No problem. Here we go. Okay. And so I need this. I need the power of negotiation is large and in charge right now. And in my profession, it's still quite unfortunate that people are just like, nope, I'm going to stay home. Okay. All right.
Now that's,
you know,
that's the tripped out part.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's the tripped out part. I'm going to stay home. No, it's time to leave home now. You've been home. You need to leave
home
now and go ahead and get some of that money because the Lord is opening it up for everybody.
Absolutely.
So on the one hand, the pandemic is kind of crazy and bad, you know, real bad. We done lost over 800,000. God bless each family who has lost somebody, 800,000 people, and we're still clowning. We're still clowning. I thank God, you know, Omicron seems to be different. It seems to peak and then just go away. Everywhere it's gone, it ran up and then it ran out. And and I'm hoping that's the same thing here in America, because it's a tragic thing that we're involved with, you know, and it's so much grief and so much fear and so much, so many people are just frightened, you know, if it get me, will it rack me, or will I be one of those that just get it and go back home? You know, you just don't know.
The fear is real.
It's a cost of life. It is.
Yeah, the fear is
real.
And the trauma is real. I mean, because you've had people lose multiple loved ones in a short period of time. You're talking about last year when people couldn't grieve their loved ones. You can't have a funeral service. You can't do the traditional things that we do to honor our friends and our loved ones when they pass on. And so people are still stuck, you know, in that. And then you're compounding everything else on top of it. It's legitimately hard to get through it, but you have to take advantage of the resources that are out there to try to help you, because at some point in time, you can no longer use it as an excuse to keep you crippled. Like, you have to do the things that you need to do to move forward. And that's where faith comes into play. You know, you got to step out in faith. I know me personally, I would love for Jesus to come back down from heaven and sit at my table with me. Y'all heard me. I say that all the time. Tell me what to do. Like, excuse me, I need to hear you, see you, tell me. But we know that the Lord speaks through his word, and he speaks through other people, and he speaks through things that, you know, are not obvious to us all the time. And so when you are looking for something to come a certain way, you're closing yourself off from being able to see it come in a way that you didn't expect. And so, you know, a lot of times we block our own blessings because we're expecting things to come in a certain way, and we just miss it because it didn't show up that way. And so when we're not allowing ourselves to be open and take advantage of the resources that are out there to help us move in faith and do things in faith and get past our fear. When you're scared and you're in a corner, that's where the enemy wants you to be. And so if he can get you there, he's going to do whatever he can do to keep you there. And so we have got to push past him, because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. And so we have the power in us. We just have to know how to tap into that power source. So I'll never forget Pastor Janet Tate preached a long time ago, if you get a TV and you got a remote, but you don't put the batteries in, you won't forever get up and keep changing the channel when you got the power source right next to you, and all you got to do is reach out and grab it and push the button and change the channel. So it's like, who gets up now and still changes the TV manually? Nobody.
I'm telling you.
We all have TVs with remotes, okay? So that's your power source. Tap into that.
When I can't find my remote.
Oh, you lose your mind.
Jesus say, you know they got buttons on the TV, right? I'm like, yeah, but the TV, I'm over here, the TV over there. He's
exactly.
Like, what? He's like, think back to when you was growing up, when you wanted to change the channel, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
You walked to the TV. I said, well, you know, Jesus, it's over there, and I'm over here.
Yeah. Now where's my remote, right?
Exactly. But you know what? Again, I thank God that he gave us the evening and the morning, where the first day constituted 24 hours, you know, seven of them a week, and four of those a month, and 12 of those is a year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That means we got a chance for it to get brighter.
Oh, I like to use my brain for you, and use it to write songs for you. You're getting all of the best of me, cause I'm giving all of the best of me. Oh, love, my heart's only built for two. You won't wear me up cause I'm the perfect shoe. You're getting all of the best of me, cause I'm giving all of my best. Truth in me, you light up my heart with possibilities. I'm getting everything I need, cause you're giving everything to me. You are forever in my destiny, woven into it like a tapestry. Your love is everything to me, cause you're giving everything I need.
At that moment, dog, I started skipping classes, hanging with the masses, and my day away like cigarette ashes. All I know is that I wanted to die, but suicide meant me and the guy that I thought mistook me. That's what we need if we gon' properly teach. If we gon' seek, then we gon' properly reach. Yeah, that's what we need if we gon' carry our cross. If we gon' effectively disciple the Lord. Service a cat named Paul Washer, preach the gospel and drove me onto the Lord's altar. And I confessed my sin and he pressed reset again. I started over and felt like a soldier for Jehovah. Yahweh. I called my old pastor and apologized for how I behaved. Sorry, but as of that day, we agreed to go our separate ways. I met this girl named Beck who told me about a church home.
Okay.
First I visited, became a member, and then it was on. Then the pastor gave me a stack of books
to read these.
Now I'm back with raps and hooks. Yeah, took the summer and spent $300 on tapes and books and learned from these biblical scholars. Yeah, now I'm back and I'm walking in light, living my life, glorifying Jesus in Christ. That's what we need if we gon' properly teach. If we gon' seek, then we gon' properly reach. Yeah, that's what we need if we gon' carry our cross. If we gon' effectively disciple the Lord.
Thank you.
kindness to God conscious.
Yes.
Can take nothing, make creation and lives under. The same God that came through a fetus is Jesus. Limited to breathing, got believers singing.
Ultimate missionary. He is so passionate about his own glory that he gives to us the most prized and priceless gift, namely himself. Jesus Christ, the God-man, comes to earth to establish his kingdom in the hearts of people that they may enjoy for eternity the ultimate pleasure, the worship of a good and holy God. One day all the saints will dwell with our triune God in New Jerusalem, the capital city of heaven. And he will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be any mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things will pass away. And he who was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new."
Testimony time. Ain't that just like God? Amen. So if you want to do your testimony, if you want to tell us what did God bring you through this year? What do you have to testify about? Give us your testimony. You're not just giving it to us. It's like Crystal say, everybody around the world is going to hear that testimony, and you have no idea who's waiting to hear what you have to say that's going to push them, amen, forward. Amen. So if you want to give a testimony, all you need to do is press 1, and that will put you in the host queue. Okay, just press 1. That's going to put you in the host queue, and you can share with us your dreams, your hopes for the new year. Share with us your testimony about God bringing you through this year, and I know you have to have a testimony. Amen. Share it with somebody. Amen. I think we have one caller already. I think it's Deacon Charles Tate. Did you have a testimony, a word?
Well, good evening, my brother. How are you?
I am gooder.
I don't know when I pressed 1, but
oh,
you said something.
Been up there a long time. You know, it puts you in the host queue. It just puts you there.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, it's been another 365 days.
Amen.
And that thing of 24/7, 365.
Yes.
It's been an interesting run. But the one thing about it, I got to be honest. During this time, I know we went through a tough time this year and the year before, but everyday life has changed as we know it. And I really want to just give a shout out to all the people that have somebody else that they have to take care of. Because the parents have got kids going to school. The people that are taking care of the elderly, those that are just taking care of family members. And not being able to go out and do what they normally do. Life changed. But what it did was that, at least for me, it gave me the opportunity to spend some time with somebody that really gets on my nerves. And in a jokingly way, I hope these people don't misunderstand, to spend some time with somebody that really gets on my nerves. But I had the opportunity this year to watch this individual, even in the situation that he was, the circumstances that he was in, he still praised the Lord every day. Whenever he had the opportunity to speak about the Lord, that he lived and died for the Lord this year. And being close to him, it helped me understand that all the other things that I have been, that I thought were important, some of those things really fell by the wayside. One of the things that really impacted me was not being able to do the one-on-one personal with you guys at Runner for Christ every Sunday. And when we did finally get back in, the closeness was still there, but we came together, at least I feel like this. We came together, even though we were away from each other on a daily basis, I mean on an every Sunday basis. We had the radio programs. We had the different things. We developed a different, I guess, what's the word, genre or whatever it is when you put together a different thing. And Blog Talk Radio really brought us together. But as my personal testimony, it gave me the opportunity to spend a lot of time with God. It really did. And I hope it did the same thing for each and every one of you because of the fact that the one-on-one, and there's not a one of us out there that couldn't say that we weren't afraid. Something came at us this past year to put us on edge, to I don't want to say scare the hell out of us, but something came at us to make us a little bit afraid. that verse when he talks about be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. We had the opportunity to remind ourselves of, at least I did, remind myself of everything that God told me that he would do. And over the past year, he showed me that he still does everything that he says he's going to do. No matter what comes, when he says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, I got you. He showed me this past year that he has me. He got me no matter what's going on. And not just now, but forever. See, it's been difficult at times. But even when it got difficult, he gave me something to laugh about. He showed me, he let me see, like I just said a minute ago, he let me see that he had me. And that's a wonderful thing when you can come to the realization that, you know, we talk about the Lord giving honor to God who's the head of my life. We talk about, you know, the Lord, I do whatever he tell me to. I know he got me. But until we experience, until we come to that place where we really have to, and I think this pandemic brought everybody to the point that they had to reach out to God. And they had to just, you know, the Father, they had to go to him and had to talk to him about some things. At least I did. I'm going to just be honest with you. There were some times when, you know, like I talked about the fear, we try not to let the fear come near, but it's something going on in this world that's got everybody a little on the edge. But what I can honestly tell them is no matter what, you know, we're going through the book of Philippians right now, and no matter what, he let me know that he had me. Under any situation, I got you. No matter what goes on, I got you. Don't worry. Don't trip. That verse when he tells us to pray about everything, and don't worry about anything, and in all things give thanks. I got the chance to live that out this year, and I really did. I got the chance to live that verse out this past year. Now, from here on in, I'm good. And even with my friend, my roommate, I'm good. And what it did, too, it also changed my outlook on things. And it changed my outlook so much. I don't see things like I used to before. There's absolutely nothing. I know that there's absolutely nothing. I know now that there's absolutely nothing that I need to worry about. There's absolutely nothing that I need to be afraid of. That I don't need to worry about if a bill gonna get paid. I don't need to worry about anything. Because over this past year, like I said, I really got the opportunity. I really had the time to do that one-on-one with God. And I don't know who's listening, but I'm going to say it again. I'm just here to tell you, if you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and you've got Jesus Christ, you got the Holy Spirit. If you got that, if you got the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you got everything that you need to make it through this life. And the great part about it is that he promises a life after this one. And I've come to realize that I knew it before. And I'm going to just be honest. I knew it before. I knew it exists. But now I know that it exists. Now I know it's real. So, you know, that's about it. I still got some people that I don't like. Kathy, you listening to me? You know, I'm working on liking it. And Crystal.
Hell, they hating on my co-host.
But, and I'm going to say this and then I'm going to quit. I guess to say all in all, I have another family. I have another family that I get to talk. See, I'm back with them now every Sunday morning. And it's amazing. What's really been a blessing this past year is that, and I'm going to just call Crystal up. I've been hanging around Crystal people.
Oh, now you're going to hate on my other co-host.
I've been hanging around Crystal for a while now, and I've been watching Crystal. There's some other people that's in our church can tell you this too, Pastor Ken. I've been watching Crystal, and I've been listening to Crystal. And I remember a time when Crystal would tell you straight up, I ain't never doing that. I'm not going to ever do that. And just listening to her now over the past year, those things, when it says eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the wonders that God has in store for you, I've watched Crystal go from somebody that if you asked her to say something about Christ, she would turn around and run out the door. And now, you know, she's like a bad faucet. You turn her on, turn off.
Be gone and gone and gone.
He really
dripping,
not it. She really know how to compliment.
But anyway,
don't
I know, right?
If you ever, I'm gonna really make out. If you ever see Crystal, and I'm gonna tell y'all this. If you ever get a chance and you get in the neighborhood, come on by Running for Christ Ministry. And I usually sit at the door. And when you come in, you're gonna ask me, who is Crystal? And I'm going to tell, I'm going to take a $20 bill out of my pocket and I'm going to lay it on the table. And I'm going to tell you, if you can pick Crystal out, I'll give you that $20. But for every person that you pick wrong, you're going to give me
$20.
The same thing with Pastor O. I'm going to lay another $20 on the table and I'm going to say, if you can show me the pastor, I'm going to give you that $20. And I promise you, I'm going to empty your pockets before you pick either one of them out.
I was mopping the floor at the hall one time, and this lady walked in the church, and she asked me, can you tell me where the pastor is? And I said, Pastor, I guess, you know, pastors generally don't hold mops. But thanks for your testimony, trashing both the co-hosts. Hey, man, I'm in the clear. This is Crystal and Kathy. They got
that's my papa. I love him to death. He had 29. He used to let him say whatever and just got to let him say it. He, you know, don't say nothing to him. Just let him say what he don't say.
Oh, I like the part when he said, I ain't going to say scare the hell out you. Say, Lord,
right,
he doesn't mean that
anyway,
literally.
Right?
Like, so you're not going to say it, right?
Oh, God.
He meant that.
God.
Now we know hell is in the Bible, okay? I know somebody out there was saying he's cussing, but H-E-L-L is in the Bible, okay? I'm going to keep it biblical. Nah,
but he meant that.
You don't want me to go to Bernie Mac. Okay, Ned.
No, we don't.
Okay, he's going to start Bernie Mac.
Cut his mic.
Ooh, cut that mic. All right, thank you, Brother Deacon. We appreciate it.
Ooh,
hey, man.
My papa, I love him.
All right, man, I'm out of here.
Okay, yeah. So somebody else needs to press 1. So you can tell us what's up. How did you get through this year? And, you know, what's up for next year? What are your hopes? What are your dreams going forward? What do you believe in God for in 2022? You know, all of us want to go into 2022. And, you know, New Year's means just that. It's a new year. It's the time to make, you know, brand new things happen. But before new things can happen, you have to let the old things go. You know what I'm saying? Some of the old bad things, the old things that ain't producing, or the old things that ain't bad, but they just ain't going to work going forward. You know what I mean? Some folks going to have to leave some folks behind in 2022. If they want to go forward in 2022, them dead weights you drag. You know, the Bible says, let us lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets us. And some of us got friends. We hold on to family members. That's just, they're not even trying to walk. We're just dragging them, okay?
Dragging them along.
Amen. So some of us, before we can go forward, we're going to have to let some of that stuff go. And that's you know, you assess this year what worked, what didn't work. And then going forward, I might as well stop that because I've been doing this thing all year long and it ain't working. So you just go forward. You know what I'm saying? So
let them go so you can grow. Insanity.
Let them go.
Insanity is
so
doing the same thing
grow.
Over and over and over, hoping for a different result. So stop driving yourself insane by constantly doing the same thing over and over and over again, hoping for it to be different. You're driving yourself crazy. And you're probably driving other people crazy, too, with your insanity. So let's drop the insanity, please. Okay. Thank you. If somebody need to press one. Y'all need to press one. Because for all the people that listen, it makes no – Kevin, you don't count because you already on here.
Okay.
I'm talking about people who always got something to say all year, but then they never got nothing to say about Jesus. Now, I know y'all got something. If somebody was calling y'all right now to give y'all some good gossip about something, y'all would be listening, pressing one star, everything you need to press. So I need somebody to press one. Now, Kathy, you already on here, so you don't count, but I'm just saying you can go ahead now. I'm just saying. Somebody need to press one.
It's amazing. You know, I don't know why we, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's a fear. I know. I don't like to talk that much because I know when I had to do Blog Talk Radio and set the show up and everything, it took me 8 months to get on here and talk for 15 minutes. And, you know, but I'm telling you, that first 15 minutes, the next was a half hour, and then it was an hour, and then it was 2 hours. Then it was 7 days a week. So, but still, we only have one New Year's Eve where we get a chance to give our testimony. This is our chance to talk. You know, this is our chance to speak up for Jesus.
Amen.
You know, give him some bread. I mean, what did he do for you this year?
Amen.
Did he give you some food to eat? Just press one and say, you know what, Pastor? Jesus gave me food to eat. Might have been a little bit too much, though. Because now I need a workout exercise program. So, but anyway, hey, praise the Lord.
Amen.
If he gave you food to eat, you ate too much, he'll give you somewhere to go exercise it off. Praise the Lord. That's what
I tell
people.
Amen.
Eat too much
Amen.
And then work it off. Praise the Lord. That's how
Amen.
It works.
Amen. This is a no-judge zone. Blog Talk Radio is a no-judge zone for all the – now, we ain't asking necessarily brand-new, never-before-listening people to get on. But, I mean, chances are the people who are listening tonight – y'all been listening. So if it took Pastor 8 months to get over talking on Blog Talk Radio, we've been doing this for years now. So I'm going to need y'all to shake it off. We can't see you. We don't know where you're at. We don't know what you're doing. You might be in the bathroom in the club. We're not judging you. Okay? It's okay.
In the bathroom in the club. Yeah, the, hey, if you are just...
You can't stall where it's quiet, you know?
There you go. Right. Ain't nobody in there.
It's all right. Ain't nobody in there. It's all
Give
good.
Your testimony. Then you can go back out and turn up.
That's right.
Oh, boy. Well, we're going to play them a few more songs, and then we're going to let them come back and see if they're ready to press one. I thank God for each and every one of you who have tuned in and at least this, you're not alone for the new year. You're here together with other people. If you press one and put you in the host queue, then we can get that mic open and you can actually talk to other people. Amen. Amen. So we'll see you in a minute. Get your courage together.
Put your hands together. Together with good results. I'm telling you, I say that the Lord
is good. Hey, everybody say.
mission. Revival breaking out, I'm crying and repenting. Thousands on foot doing good street missions. So
glory, hallelujah, how they do with the dealer. Cooking up another with my brother on the villa. Coming in the presence and the glory at the villa. Acting like you're hard, but you're softer than chinchilla. When the Holy Ghost take control of your body, Jeremiah fire got you feeling lighted. I had to tell somebody. Now I'm repping my Jehovah, and I never say I'm sorry. When I step up in the gates, I gotta give them thanks. When I enter in this porch, I gotta give them praise. Ain't worried about a thing, cause I'm walking in faith. Move mountains with my mouth, I believe what I say. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. When I think about his goodness, it's just doing something through ya. So excuse me, miss, I'm about to keep my shoe up and do my holy dance. All for praise in advance. Hallelujah.
That he has placed his name upon your forehead, and he calls you by his own name. I say that God said if you call upon him the more, that he will bless you the more. I call you blessed. I call you highly favored. I call you a child of the Most High God. In Jesus' name, I speak these blessings on you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
See you. try.
Nothing feels better than to know you, and nothing's more important than to show you that nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time I spend with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, and you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking, and you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, telling you my interest, you keep it official every time I kick it with you. It's no games, no games, oh, don't change, huh? You mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
Amen. You know the Lord knows how to speak to us. He knows just how to do that. Hey, y'all, I think we got a caller here, 9915. That's the last phone, 9915. Did you want to have something to say, 9915?
Yeah, really, but I said, you know, you have to call folks.
Yeah.
Okay. I think they might have opened by mistake there. Amen. Well, anyway, I think the folks are kind of scared to say something this evening. They just want to listen to the music and hear us talk, y'all. Hey, man, I don't think they're really ready to give a testimony. Guess the Lord ain't being nothing worth talking
about.
Well,
they must not be getting tested. Then maybe they ain't getting tested yet. You know, you can't have the moaning part without the test, so maybe they ain't getting tested yet.
Right, you can't have a moaning without the test.
You ain't got the moaning with the test.
Who can call it? Did you want to go ahead and testify?
Praise the Lord, Mother Irma.
Praise the Lord, Mother. How you this evening?
I'm doing pretty good. I thank the Lord I'm able to tell you so. It's
just
good to hear all
Amen.
Of you. You got the team at work, I hear. Thank
yes,
the Lord.
Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Amen.
Amen. Hi, darling. Good to see you.
Hey.
Hey, see you. I didn't see you Sunday, but good to hear from you.
Yes, good to hear you, too.
Hey, darling, we saw each other this afternoon, huh? Well, I just wanted to share because there's a song that says, when I look back over my life and I think things over, and I just see the many, many, many blessings the Lord has given to me of all that I have gone through, many of the sicknesses and the pain and even the disagreements that maybe you've had with friends or your relatives, and you want to share with them the goodness of the Lord, and what looks at when you extend an invitation to them that they would come on into the house of the Lord. But when they don't, it seems to be such a disappointment. But you just have to continue to pray for them. And I'm just looking and believing that this year I'm looking for some of my people to come on in because there certainly is room for you. We don't even have to give up our seat because we do have room for you. And I just thank God for the opportunity to be able to share and let you know that the Lord has truly been good to me. I'm sure we've all had our problems, our ups and downs, but we are to try Jesus and see just how true his word is because it works. And I'm just so glad about it. And even to have the opportunity to share with somebody else out there. And I'm hoping they will take it up with what's being done tonight and share just what the Lord means in their life. God bless you. And we will be with you real soon and believe in the Lord for many, many days yet to come. And I want to reach out to my grandson, Lord of Master of Khalil, who's 15 today. If you know, I shared bringing him up for about 13 years, so now he's 15 today. Thank God he's doing well. Talked to him this morning, and he wants to say hello to all of the church family. So just remember him in your prayers. God bless you. And happy
Amen.
New Year to you.
And happy Amen. New Year to you, Mother.
Yes. Amen. Thank
yes,
you so
indeed.
Much.
And it's good Amen. To hear that. I mean, they are really growing, you know. He was an itty-bitty when he first showed up at 9:15. I'm glad when they age and we don't. Ain't that a good thing? Because if we age right along with them.
You know,
I mean, think about the right, the Mackie girls. I mean, I got a picture mm-hmm. of Alana and Amir when they were 18, mm-hmm. eight years old. We had gone mm-hmm. down there to the restaurant on Eureka. The garden, well, wherever it was, Golden Corral. Yeah, I think that's what it was. Remember yeah, and I'm waiting for them to get a really good job, make some good money, and I'm going to hold that picture up and say, you know, go and throw a brother a piece of that check, and I might not have to post this on Facebook.
You're blackmail.
I'm a blackmail. No, I got a white male. I'm a Christian. I got a white male, so.
You
got
a white
we can't be Yeah, we can't do It's got to be holy. It's got to be holy. Yeah. It's got to be a holy. You can't demonically rip them off. You got to holy rip them off. You know the difference.
And I got some pictures. I have some pictures of them when they were young like that, too, and they had the little performances of doing the Christmas or the Easter program and the little girls were dancing and the little skirts they wore.
Oh, yeah, keep all those. We're going to get paid. Keep all those. We're going
to
get paid.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll have to bring those in.
Real good job.
How much they have grown now.
So we'll let you have it and the negatives. We'll let you have the negatives, too, for a little extra. Okay?
Keep
all them pictures. Yeah, they come in handy later on.
Yeah,
just show them to
them
and say, yeah, I got that. I got that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember, but I do.
Hey, oh, wow, it's almost 12 o'clock, y'all. Okay, Mother, thank you for your word. I got to pray a song here, and then I'm going to bring a little word. Wow, where did Sam go? What the hell? Who's Christy? Did you steal the time? Did you turn the world clocks up?
I didn't steal no time. Mm-mm, not no time. I didn't steal time. I might have stole something else, but I ain't steal no time.
The captain over there kind of quiet. You got over there got time in the bottle. Did you put time in the bottle?
KK got a testimony. She got to give her testimony. Kat said she had a testimony. So she had to give Kat had to give her testimony. She couldn't press one, but she got a testimony. She got to give that.
Real short.
Okay,
Kat,
give your testimony.
Real short. Just glad that God gave me that big old push note. Well, bring back the family. That's what happened. Bring back the family. BBTF. Bring back the family. Just what it says. Bring back the family. That's what it means. Focus on the youth. and I forgot what I was going to say. Focus on you. and I just thank God for pushing me in the ring. I'm like, he really pushed me in the ring by pushing me in my back and telling me I'm going to do this, because I'm one of those behind-the-scenes kind of cat, you know. So and Bring Back the Family is about the youth, and if we don't help our youth today, we will be victims tomorrow, okay? If we don't give them what they need to make it in this world, then we're going to be victims of not helping them make it and giving them what they need to make it. So God gave me this avenue, us this avenue to bring out so that we could do this, you know. Everybody has a role to play. We have to just make sure our kids have what they need to make. And I just thank God for pushing me in the ring, because, you know, I was scared for years. Mm-hmm. I'm just glad he pushed me in the ring, and just looking forward to the next 2022, doing what God has planned for Bring Back the Family, because it's all his plan, and I'm just going to listen to what it is that he wants me to do. We'll bring back the family and just do it. That's it. So I look forward to that, and I'm not afraid like I was. And he gave me that first day to do what I had to do, and then after that, he made it easy for me. Just gave me everything to say each time, and it's getting better and better and better. And I just thank God for that. That's all, you know. Mm-hmm. We all got a role to play. Everybody has a role to play in bringing back the family, because, I mean, that's what life is about. It's all about family. And so we're going to focus on the parents, the moms, the dads, and try to understand and try to figure out each other as far as what we need to do for ourselves in order for us to be focused on the kids, so that they can have what they need. We old now, so we need to start, you know, forgetting about ourselves and thinking about what these kids need. That's it. That's it.
Amen.
So that's it. That's what he wants. So I'm just glad that he did that, and that I'm going to move forward to 2022 and bring back the family.
All right. I'm looking forward to that. But it's not better and better. It's gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder.
Yeah, that's the proper way. That's the proper way. Wait a minute. Jesus will say that. No, Jesus say that's the pastor old way. That is not the proper way. He says it's the pastor. You know.
Hold on. You want to say something?
Maybe I shouldn't hear. I shouldn't hear everything. You know.
And thank you, Awesome O. Thank you, Awesome O, for helping me keep that, bring back the family going. Thank you so much because you helped me.
It does my heart good to see it happening, you know, because I remember back when we were in the hall, and 5 minutes was rough for you just to speak 5 minutes when we were doing the leadership class.
Mm-hmm.
And then to see you doing your own show, it's unbelievable, and the response, you know, I mean, you know, you start out small, and you maybe get 30, 40 listeners, and then but over the years, you know, but God has blessed you. I think the first time I was struggling to get 15 people, and the Lord has blessed you already to surpass that. And who knows what the future, who knows what Bring Back the Family is going to turn into. It might be, it could rival right up there with the show that comes on every day. It's all about family, focus on the family. And that's been around for years, and this is might be God launching a brand new one. You know, I look at it as an acorn, but Jesus told me I got to preach. Anyway, so thank you for your testimony. We're going to listen to this.
Can I say something about Sir Charles?
Go ahead. Yes, please.
That's Sir Charles. I know he get on Terrence's nerves, too.
Terrence. Oh, I think I heard Terrence holler out, amen.
Oh, I did. I heard it, too.
think I heard Terrence. She's like, amen. Okay, y'all. Let me get ready to preach, okay? We're going to play this song, and then I'm going to come back with just a little short word. Amen. Wait a minute. Okay. Oh.
Couldn't get no rest and couldn't see no end in sight. I needed God to pull me through, someone to show me what to do. Tired of being blue, yeah, yeah. Circumstances filled my life with such regret. And every time I turned around, trying to get my feet back on the ground, many tears I had to cry. Sometimes it felt like I could die, yeah. Somebody tell me why, Lord, you gave me hope.
Man, and that is what I want to talk about tonight. You gave me hope, hope for the new year. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks and we praise your holy name. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to speak this word, and I pray that it gives hope to your people for the new year. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. You know we always have to stand on top of God's word, so we have a strong foundation to say the things we have to say on his behalf. And that word is just one verse. Normally you would hear my reader, Deaconess June Rogers, at this time. But the Lord says, you have one verse. I'm going to let you say it. Okay. And we're talking about Hebrews chapter 11 and just verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it becomes the evident or tangible thing, or we can be confident that we will possess that thing even though we don't have it right now. So then, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So I'd just like to talk to you for a few minutes from the subject, Hope for the New Year. Amen. You know, as God's children, we've been richly blessed. Why? Because God decided to give us a 66-book that we call the Bible with his word in it. We don't have to guess. We don't have to wonder. But we can know what God said and what God expects of us and what God has promised us. And if you read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation quite a few times, as the Lord has blessed me to be able to do, you learn a lot about the Lord and the promises that he has made for us, to us. I mean, you look at Genesis 3:15. That passage is filled with all the hopes and dreams of every single person who's ever going to come to God. Because without Genesis 3:15, there'd be no hope. We would have no hope. We would have no Savior. We would just be stuck in a sinful body with a sin nature that's destined to go to hell. We would be stuck in a situation where we're separated, we're torn away from, our roots have been snatched up out of the ground, and we're dying. And we're stuck there. That is the situation that Adam and Eve found themselves in when they fell from grace, when they decided to not follow God anymore and to do what the Lord said not to do and to eat from that tree that the Lord said would kill them spiritually, would separate them from God, would make them become estranged. Now, if it had not been for Genesis 3:15, we would have no hope. We would have nothing to look forward to at all. You know what we would have to look forward to? Death, the grave. That's what we would have to look forward to. That would be the only hope. There'd be no afterlife for us. We blew it. We messed it up in the garden. No hope. We have Genesis 3:15. And in part of that verse, the Lord says that he's going to send somebody to crush Satan's head. You know what that means? That means Satan has authority. That means Satan has a kingdom. That means Satan has a rule and a reign somewhere. And guess where that is? On earth. He didn't have it until he got it from us, because God gave Adam and Eve the rule. God said, let them rule. God never said, let Satan rule. He never said, let the devil rule. He never said, let him have dominion over the earth and all the people on the earth. He never said that. Adam and Eve gave him that. When they walked away from God, he became the ruler of the earth. He became the prince, the power, the darkness. That's him. That darkness in the spiritual realm, that's him. He's the boss of the planet. Jesus said, the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. In other words, amen, he received his power from Adam and Eve. This is his world. That's why when Jesus was here, he said, if you fall down and worship me, I'll give you all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus didn't say, you can't give me what's already mine. Because he knew that Adam and Eve had already handed it over to him. But Genesis 3:15 gives us hope. Why? Because it says that somebody is coming to break his head, to break his rule, to break his authority, to break his power over us. That gives us hope. The rest of the Bible is filled with hope. All throughout the Old Testament, they waited and hoped for Jesus to come. You remember Simeon over there in Luke chapter 2, right? He was living in hope. He was living in expectation of the salvation, the consolation of Israel to show up anytime. Why? Because he had been told, listen to the Lord, he had a whole bunch of prophets say Jesus coming. He had David say Jesus coming. He had Moses say Jesus coming. 3:15 said Jesus coming. And Luke was in Luke chapter 2, the man Simeon, right? You'll read about him. He was a man who was waiting on the hope, the consolation of Israel, had been told that he would not die. The Lord gave him hope. The Lord gave him a reason to look forward to living every single day. single day. He never lost that hope. Day after day after day, he didn't see the consolation, but he knew the hope was coming. He had hope that the consolation was coming. He never lost his hope. You know the song that says, I never lost my praise. Well, Nicodemus, well, Simeon never lost his hope. Every day he woke up, he said, guess what? Today is a day of hope. And somebody would say to him, but we are under the subjugation of Rome, and we have an Idumean for a king named Herod. What do you mean this is a day of hope? I have been told by the Holy Spirit that my eyes will not close until I see the consolation of Israel. I'm living in hope. That's why God gave us his word. It is that word. It is what Martin Luther King talked about. Martin Luther King said, keep your eye on the prize. That prize was the hope. And as long as he had that hope for civil rights, he would keep marching. He would keep getting locked up, and he would keep marching, and he would keep protesting until he got civil rights. Keep your eye on the prize. You can't stop until you get the prize. So this new year coming, the Lord has given us hope. We need to be like Anna, who lived in expectation of seeing the consolation of Israel. She's in Luke chapter 2 as well. And she, Happy New Year, and she said, amen, that she had lived in the temple, been married for 7 years, husband died, and then all of a sudden, amen, she decides to stay in the temple until she meets Jesus. And guess what? She lived in expectation of what God said in Genesis 3:15, what Moses said, God's going to send you somebody like me, like David said, that God would establish his throne forever. That gave David hope that somebody was coming after him, and that somebody had to be somebody from heaven, because people on earth don't live forever. Jesus was going to come and establish that throne forever, and that was the hope that kept Anna living in the temple and waiting in expectancy on Jesus. I am telling you, when we study the Word of God, when we read the Word of God, we see that God has hope in it. And that's why the writer of the Hebrews says, now faith is. Faith is knowing what God said, right? That is where our hope comes from. Our hope comes from something we read in God's Word that God said, and that hope keeps us moving forward. No matter what we see, no matter what we face, no matter what we hear, we have hope. That's why we have to learn how to eat up God's word, to keep God's word close to our heart. The psalmist said, your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. It also gives us hope. What are you hoping for in the new year? What do you believe in God for in the new year? And when I say believe in God, I'm not saying that you're looking inside yourself and say, I'm believing. What I mean is, what word of God have you read that you're believing to come to pass for you in the new year? Or has God called you to do ministry in the new year? Has God called you to new work in the new year? What has God called you to? What is your hope for the new year? What are your dreams from the new year? Are they based on God's word? Is the foundation in God's word? The Lord has given us hope. And that's why he gave us the Bible. He gave us the Bible so that we could read what God said. We could believe what God said. And we can keep looking for what God said. What God said is what God said. It might not appear right now, but we know because God said it. One day it's going to come to pass. So we have now faith, and we have hope for this or hope for that. Why? Because we read God's word, and God's word said we could hope for that. God's word said we could believe him for that. And we're comfortable right now. Let me talk about a lady who had hope. Her name was Hannah. She was a hero. She was one of the, I believe she's in the Hall of Fame of Faith. She couldn't have no children. And she was all messed up about that. So she went down to the church with her husband. Just let me say it like that real quick because I'm coming to a close. She was going to the church with her husband. And her husband went to take care of some business, and she went to the altar and started praying. She wanted to have a baby. She couldn't have no baby. Well, the priest saw her praying and thought she was drunk. He mistook her because he couldn't understand her words, thought she was babbling. But when he found out she wasn't drunk but was there to make a request to have a baby, well, he prayed with her. Now, she left there with hope. She left there with hope for the future, hope for a child. And she went home, and she was comfortable. The child wasn't born immediately. The child wasn't born maybe that next week or the next 2 weeks. But she kept her hope. Before she went and prayed with the preacher, she couldn't eat. She couldn't sleep. She didn't have no hope. But when she left after praying, after hearing that she would have a child, she maintained that hope. No, she went home and she began to eat. She went home and she began to sleep. And guess what? She got pregnant. When the Lord tells us something, he wants us to have hope. And he wants us to use our faith in what God said to make it appear. See, Jesus said this to his disciples as I close. They were impressed, see, because one day they went by this tree. It was a fig tree. It had leaves on it. The leaves generally appear after the figs. So the tree should have had figs on it, might have had a few left, but it didn't have anything, just leaves. So Jesus cursed the tree, told it not to grow no more. So the next day, they're on their way back to the temple. It's early in the morning, right? They're on their way back to the temple. And they see the tree. The disciples see that tree, and they look at the tree, and they say, wow, how did that happen so quick? I mean, a tree went from live to dead overnight. And that amazed them. But Jesus knew it would amaze them. And he did it on purpose. Why? He wanted to give them hope. And so he says to them, are you amazed that the tree, and I said don't grow, and it's already dead? He said, that's nothing. If you, listen to me, y'all, if you say to this mountain, be removed into the sea, and believe in your heart and don't doubt what you, amen, say will come to pass. But you have to say what God said back to God, and it will come to pass. You can't tell God, but you have to tell God what God said. Learn to get you what Jesus told me that people need to have. He told me one day people need some you saids. You know what that is, right? Lord, you said, cast my cares on you because you care for me. Lord, you said, seek your kingdom and your righteousness, and all these things would be added to me. Lord, you said, you got the point. You see where I'm going with this? Learn what God said. And then when the time comes and you're in need and you find yourself needing some hope, say, Lord, you said. Let us pray. Lord God, our Father, we give thanks tonight and we praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, for the hope that you've given us. Lord, our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. And we dare not trust the sweetest frame, but we forever will only solely, wholly lean on Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for giving us hope. This year was whatever it was for each and every one of us. But every one of us can say, thank you, Jesus, that we are here right now because we made it through these 365 days to the first day of a brand new year, all because you brought us all over those hills. You kept us while we was in them low, lonely valleys. You made a way when we couldn't see a way. You loved us when we felt unlovable. You cared for us when we thought nobody cared. You provided for us when we thought the need couldn't be met. You continuously gave us hope, and here we are at the end of 1 year and the beginning of another. And it's all because of you. You did not do this because we're such good people. You didn't do this because we go to church every Sunday. We pay tithes and offerings. You did this because you're a good God and you're a good God and Father. And we thank you for loving us because you want to. Not loving us because you have to, but loving us because you desire to. You desire us. And we desire you, Father. We're going into another year, Lord, only because you blessed us to get into another year. A whole lot of folks started this year, some of them with you, and some of them went to where they belong. But we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you kept us throughout this year. And we have hope for this year because we are still here. And we know you have work for us to do. You have ministries for us to start. You have books for us to write. You have folks for us to lead to Christ. You got people we need to teach in Christ. And there's a ton of folks in the world that need help. You have made us the light of the world. So you have given us another year to be the light of the world. You have made us the salt of the earth. So we have another year to be the salt of the earth. And you did all of this just because you wanted to. In you, Lord, we move, live, and have our being. We didn't get here on our own. And we didn't make it through this year, through all the trials and tribulations, Jesus, that you said we would have in this life. We didn't make it through all of those on our own. We made it because of you. We made it because you kept us. We thank you for the footprints in the sand when we couldn't walk no more. And we wondered where you were and how could you let life be this hard for us? We had no idea you was carrying us. We thought we were walking on our own. But we were up in your arms just like Peter when he sank in that water and couldn't hold himself up. His faith just couldn't keep him. You kept him. And you took him safely right back to the boat. And we know you've been doing that for us when we couldn't walk this year. When we could know, when our faith wouldn't keep us up on top of the water, you, Lord, when we screamed out, Lord, save us, you was right there, and you kept, and here we are in another year. Like old folks say in the songs they used to sing, we've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in your holy name and your righteousness. Lord, thank you for being so good to us. And we have every reason to believe that going into this new year, that you will continue to be good to us. And our hope is not in vain. Just as you told us over there in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that we should never lose our spiritual fervor. And we should always work hard and be zealous for the work of the Lord, because we should know that our work is never in vain. So thank you, Father, for another year. In the beginning of time on earth, when you gave us time, you said the evening and the morning were the first day. And Lord, you have given us 365 of those days that you made. And you blessed us to be alive in them. Help us, Lord, in this new year to resolve. We make a lot of resolutions. Help us to resolve this year to be a servant, to be a witness, to be light, and to be salt. In Jesus' name, thank you for another year. Amen. 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 Okay, Crystal, now you can talk. Amen. Praise the Lord. you and Kat, both of y'all can just talk. Well, here we are, y'all. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year.
Another year, another
chance to get it done. Amen. What you didn't get done last year, now you got a whole another year. Lord willing, you got 365 more days. Lord Jesus, I shouldn't even say it. That.
Jesus,
you got
that
360.
Sounds like a real long time.
That's a little overwhelming.
Yes, that's a bit much.
I think I'm overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's
this time
much.
Went by so quick.
It did. It really did. But
you
it
know,
always does. Time does not stop for anybody.
Yeah.
Time is constantly moving. Things are constantly moving
mm-hmm.
around us. And you when you sit down and you look up, you want to sit down for 5 minutes just to get your bearings and to transition from doing one thing to the next. And next thing you know, you look up and an hour has gone by. So, you know, time doesn't stop for anybody. And so, you know, now's the time to do whatever it is that the Lord has asked you to do. Now is the time to, you know, we not waiting on him. He waiting on us to get it together and to step out in faith and do what it is that he wants us to do. So, you know, I'm so proud of Kat for, you know, like she said, being so nervous and afraid. Like Pastor said, back when we were doing leadership class and Kat had a struggle with just talking, getting up there for 5 minutes and saying something, to now having her own show. I mean, that is absolutely tremendous. I don't know that I could do that because we would never stay on topic. Like, people
really?
Are like, oh, you know, yeah, never. I could never stay on topic.
Really?
Like, y'all would never know. Elder Joe Stevens keep calling me preacher and trainer. Look, y'all just don't know. Y'all don't never want to hear me preach because I would never have a sermon title. We would never stay on topic. We would be all over everything. Y'all would leave church and be like, okay, so what exactly did she preach about? Because she said everything. So y'all don't want me to have to preach about nothing. But I don't know if I can have my own show. It would literally be no script. I would just be talking the whole time. But I'm so proud of Cassie.
Are you
for,
kidding me? You got your own show on Saturday.
No, I can't do it by myself. That's with y'all. It's in conjunction with everybody. That's just my little time that I have. And so it works because I have all of you guys there with me. And so you've laid the foundation. So by the time I get to my announcements, I mean, I'm just putting a pretty bow on everything that's already been done up until that point, you know, to get in and to preside and to get in and to, you know, direct things from one thing to the next like that. You know, that's a bit much. I don't know that I could do that, but I'm so proud of you, Kat, for doing Bring Back the Family and for talking about things that, you know, affect our youth. And like you say, if we don't do what we're supposed to do for our kids now, we'll end up being victims later. And I kind of think that later is already happening because we're already a victim of the things that are already going on with our children. It's like the crimes that are being committed, you know, it's by kids who are younger and younger, and it's almost hard to believe, you know, that's happening. But we are in a position to do right by our children, and it's something that we absolutely have to do. And so we have a responsibility. And so I just think your show is so great. It's so wonderful. And for you to take that on, it's really an inexhaustible topic. And so I'm proud of you because I think you've done a really good job. You really, truly have come a long way. So I'm super, super proud of you.
Got a long way to go, too.
Amen. That's okay. One step at a time, one show at a time, one topic at a time. But I'm so proud of you. You've done a great job. You've done a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's a wonderful and excellent job, too, Crystal. You know you're going to have the Crystal Lean Show.
Ooh,
there you go.
I love it.
Already
I
got
love
the
it.
Jingle and
I
everything.
I got the title. Lord have mercy. I love it.
Talking to Crystal.
I need to have like an advice show, like a show where I'm just giving, because I feel like I need to be, I think I'm good at counseling. Like, people tend to talk to me a lot and they tell me stuff all the time, and I'm like, you know, people say, well, don't go to Cece if you don't want her to tell you the truth. And I'm like, what kind of person would I really be if I led you in the wrong direction? So I kind of feel like I never loved psychology, but I like the counseling aspect of talking to people. But I always wanted to be that counselor that wasn't writing prescriptions to say, hey, here, this is how we fix this. But I kind of wanted to be that counselor that said, hey, I know you got this problem, but guess what? Jesus can fix it. So I kind of got to figure out how to merge those two things together. And then we got to work on my motivation because I am not a self-motivator. So I do not push myself in the back and make me go anywhere. If anything, I'm a procrastinator, and I kind of just sit back and say, okay, we'll get to that eventually. But I have to start practicing what I preach. I have to start practicing the things that I tell you guys on Saturdays or during my classes when I teach my, you know, certain books in my certain chapters. Like, I have to start practicing that because I'm saying it and we never know who's hearing it, but I need to be living it out as well. So pray for me because, you know, Jesus ain't through yet. He's still working. So, amen. We take that.
You know, I think all three of us got stuff in common. We all scared to death to do this and totally inadequate to do it. And then all three of us doing it.
Talking about teaching a Bible class, teaching what? I'm not teaching a goldfish how to swim, let alone teaching the Bible. Like, I am just not that girl. But I have taught, I mean, the Book of Numbers, I was terrified to teach the Book of Numbers. And I taught the, and I'm like, Lord, and every week, I was like, okay, Jesus, now you know you said this, and pastors stress it to us all the time. Whatever books you got, whatever sections and chapters you got, the Lord has assigned those to you for a reason. So there's no, hey, can you do this for me? Like, we do the ones that we have to do. And it's like a teacher, let alone a Bible teacher, and then an Old Testament book teacher, get out of here. You could have never told me that God don't know what he's doing because, man, I'm telling you, like, he's doing things that I never would have imagined. And so God is so good. And I'm just really disappointed that so many people who I know got money, you know, because of the tests that they've had, didn't say anything. But that's okay. You're going to get your testimony out there. One day it's going to be on you. You got to tell somebody.
You're going to get that testimony.
Y'all got them. It's okay. We'll work on them. You got 364 more days to get it together. That's all right. We'll pray for you.
Yeah, it takes a lot to get on here because, like, if you're not going to be in and I try to get somebody to do announcements, them butterflies, you know what I mean? Them butterflies will make you lose your voice. Them butterflies will, you know, they will make your voice go right away and you'll feel like, you know, because I was scared to death. It was all right when I was planning it, but when I literally had to do a show, I intentionally did not advertise it so nobody would listen. That way I would be talking to myself. But somehow Jesus went and found 15 people and say, oh, you ought to listen to this guy. And once I saw them numbers start popping up in the switchboard, more and more butterflies. But after a while, though, I got used to it, and then I went a little crazy with it, and 7 days and it really got different. 1 week when I had actually preached 9 times in 1 week.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's only like 7 days. That's when things had to change, and that's when y'all came on board as teachers because he finally released me from that because I had complained that I wasn't doing enough. And the next thing you know, I was doing more than I could handle. But the time came when, you know, he put y'all up. And now, you know, I don't even have to teach the Bible reading class at all. And I don't have to teach Sunday school on Sunday morning because he have developed y'all and continuing to. And I can't wait when you come out of Janet's class. You're going to really be through the roof.
We're going to be battered and bruised and tattered and bandaged up, but we're going to be ready.
Right. You'll be able to do. She sent me, like June used to send me her lesson plans. When you teach a class like Get a Grip or teaching a teacher's class, they present to me their lesson plan. And so that's what you guys are going to learn, how to prepare a lesson. And that means once the Lord teaches you that, that means you might end up teaching somewhere else. Somebody might call you, like when I used to get called to other churches, not to preach, but to teach.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lord might, he not preparing you for nothing, that's for sure. He's not preparing you to not mm-hmm. ever use the gift, that's for sure. He preparing you to use it. So,
so you already know I'm packing my bags. I got to break up and running for Christ. I got to go now. I can't be with y'all.
Like Joyce Meyer, she was satisfied with her little 10 people at the job. But then the 10 people turned to 25. So she moved them to her house. And then the 25 turned over 60. And then she moved them to a building. And the 60 turned into... And now it's 30,000 every time she goes somewhere. So you never know. Jesus, he starts out with a little bitty thing, and then he grows it up. And that's the way I see it, you know. So when Janice get through with y'all and y'all come out of that class, you'll love it, too. What you're going to get in there, you're going to love it. And what I was talking about with the Lord earlier today, he spent 20 years teaching me some things. And with y'all, it's been since Running for Christ. You know, it's been since like around whenever y'all started becoming teachers. You know, it wasn't immediately. This thing started later that you became teachers. And he has done with y'all in just several years what took me 20 years to get that far. I guess I was just too afraid. And so I was just, you know, you never have to let me preach. And plus, you know, I loved it being associate pastor or assistant pastor, whatever. I love that because in most churches, the pastor do all the preaching. All you get to do is preside. And then it was 8 of us, so I ain't never had to do nothing. That's why I went drag racing. I wasn't in no hurry to be trying to preach nowhere. So I let these guys do it. They want to do it, you know. But after a while, it all straightens out. And then you start on down that road, and then you just go where it leads. I mean, I remember sitting here and looking at the switchboard, and it had like 3 songs in it. And I barely knew how to play them, and I had no idea how to work anything. And and now it's a big old long line of people, and maybe 400 songs.
Wow.
You know, so.
That's major.
Yeah.
That's major.
Over 1,300 different shows. 1,300.
Multiple songs.
I cannot believe
Yeah, it's a lot. Multiple songs in a class period or in a, you know, in a service, and that's like, so you DJing, preaching, praying, moderating.
One of these days, though, see, Kathy know how to run the switchboard. So one of these, maybe I'll get me a Saturday off. I haven't had a Saturday off since 2009. I've been in church every Saturday since 2009, unless something tore up and we couldn't have a service. Other than that, I've been right here on Blog Talk Radio since 2009. And Pastor Terrence Tate has been preaching every Saturday since we started the Saturday service. So, you know, so and Crystal, you've been here. You, your mother, and Mother Phillips, y'all was the first ones to start listening like that.
Yeah, my mom was super, super faithful. And I remember the morning that we found out that Mother Norwood had passed. And my mom called me at work, and she was like, did somebody pass away? I was like, I don't know why. She said, because Pastor's playing one of them songs that is like a comfort song. Like, you know, certain songs that we hear, we like, oh, Jesus. You know, this is a memorial type song. And so I remember calling in. I was at work, and I would always get horrible service. And I remember calling in, and I was able to listen to the show. And I called. I said, yeah. And then that's when you had said Mother Norwood passed. And ever since then, I've been listening ever since then. I had, and that was, I want to say that was 2012, I want to say, if that sounds about right to me. it doesn't seem like it's been that long ago, but I remember that day, and I remember I was at work and my mom calling me, and I've been listening ever since then, and I looked forward to when what the Bible says will come on every day. People be at work trying to talk to me, always trying to say stuff. I'm like, look, I got to go listen to what the Bible says. They're like, how are you hearing that? I'm like, on my telephone. I'm going to put my headphones on at my desk. Leave me alone. They're like, you always at your desk. Yes, because that's where what the Bible says is at. So I need to go and listen to what the Bible says. And, Pastor, this is when it was just you on there for 2 hours.
I know.
From
2 hours.
Every single day going word for word, verse by verse, book by book. 2 hours every single day, 5 days a week. And I was listening every single day, and I did not know how bad I needed the word until I was listening to it at work. It really helped me get through a lot of really rough days at work. I'm like, I got to go listen to the word. So that
it sure stuck with you, that's for sure.
Yes, it really did. I'm like at work multitasking, answering calls and sending emails and processing cases and all still while listening to what the Bible says. And so it doesn't seem like it's been that long, but 2012, it's been 10 years almost. It's crazy, but God knows everything, and he puts people where he wants them to be to get what it is that they're supposed to get. And so that's one of the big reasons why I'm so thankful for Running for Christ and for Blog Talk Radio, because it has truly been transforming in my life, just on a technological perspective, because we don't always have to physically be in person to still get what it is that we need. We have telephones, we have Fire Sticks and YouTube
I'm
and
telling
everything
you.
To get it all. Like, there's no excuse at this point for anybody. You don't need a physical Bible. Everything's online. You can stream the movies, Jeremiah and David, and you can stream all of that stuff, and it's free. You know, YouTube, it's free. So we have no excuse to not be about God's business. So I'm just thankful for Running for Christ Ministries. I found my place. I found my purpose. I know what it is to be doing. Now, whether or not I'm always in agreement with the Lord, that's another story. But I know I'm where I belong. I know I'm where I belong. And so to go anyplace else, I would stick out like a sore thumb. So I'm just grateful for RFCM and you and my pen pal and Sharon and Deacon Tate and Jonathan and Mackie. I mean, I could call everybody up. It's just a family, and we're not large, but we are most definitely in charge. So I am just grateful for Blog Talk Radio and what we've had a chance to do and how I've had a chance to be a part of it all. It's just something that I never saw myself doing, but I'm so thankful that God chose me. So that's my test. That's my money to my test. Amen.
This lady is singing in my ear, sounding like Carol Burnett. So glad we had this time together. Amen. So God bless and thank everybody for tuning in. But they've been good to us. Blog Talk Radio, got to shout them out. They've been good all year. We regularly go overtime, and they have never once cut us off. So I thank God for that. Of course, folks listening by PC, you know, they kind of lose right at the cutoff time. But anybody calling on their phone, stay on as long as we on, and then the whole show is recorded when it's replayed. So I thank God for Blog Talk Radio folks, and they're real reliable. You know, I mean, there have been instances where stuff didn't work, but they usually get it fixed within hours, you know, and then the catastrophes that happen while you're doing the show. You know, I know Kat is glad to have somebody to get, because sometimes you can be on and then you're off. That's why I always have two phones. I'm on this phone that I'm on, my headset landline, and my cell phone is on as a monitor. So if this one go nuts, I just open the mic on this phone, and we keep right on going until I get the other line reestablished. But they usually generally take care of everything. And it's so, you know, and it's so much, when I started, it was so much harder to build shows and everything, but now it's a breeze. Mm-hmm. Everything is a breeze. Over the years, they've made some amazing changes to the platform and made it so easy to work with. versus mm-hmm. what it was in 09. But, you know, having come through all them years, you learn a lot. But anyway, mm-hmm. this lady is in my ear. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year, yeah. Crystal. Happy New Year,
Happy
Kathy.
New Year, yes. Happy New Year, yes.
Yeah. Happy New Year, Running for Christ. Happy New Year, folks all around the world. God bless you. We're off to a new year. The Lord has given us some hope for the new year. We can expect great things to happen this year. You know, based on what God said in his word, especially no matter how bad we see it get in this world, remember what Jesus said. He said, when you see all these things happen, and he listed a whole bunch of natural disasters, okay, he said, when you see all these things happening, rejoice, because your redemption is drawing near. And each and every one of us, I'm going to close with this song by Sade, and it's called Soldier of Love. And she's talking, I once saw her on Channel 4 in the morning with Katie Couric and Brian Gumbel. And she had made this song and put it out, and she was talking about it. And somebody asked her, is this a religious song or a Christian song or something like that? And she responded by saying, I'm just trying to keep up with my Lord. And so after I heard that, of course, I started listening to her music with a different ear, and you start hearing gospel in it all the way through it. Mm-hmm. So that's why I love this song. It says, it's simply entitled, We're Soldiers of Love. And she talks about how this world and the ways of this world damaged her heart, okay, and the hard times you have to go through in life. But she just keep right on going. And she's the part that really sticks with me is still looking for love to come, because she says when love comes, he'll turn it all around. Amen. Again, thank you, Crystal. Thank you, Kathy.
You're welcome, everybody.
Thank you, baby Holy Ghost. Baby Holy Ghost, say join us Saturday worship service.
Amen.
Tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. Saturday Church School, Deacon Charles Tate. Oh, we better let him go to bed. He got to get up early in the morning and teach, teach
and
church
be nice.
School. Jesus. Amen. God bless you. Cat got to get up and preside. Crystal, you got to get up and do announcements. All I got to do is play music, I guess. I don't
Amen.
Know.
That's all right.
Pastor Terrence got to get up and preach. I know he got a sermon for tomorrow. Amen.
Oh, yes. Amen.
Full day.
Full day. Amen. And then Sunday, I cannot wait. I get to start talking about God's plan for life and family. Amen.
Yeah.
And then Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, Kat got the hookup. You want to tune in to bring back the family. She got a special show coming up. And this is the one you're going to need to be on. You're going to get a chance to ask questions, man. Ask questions, woman. Ask questions, kids. You can ask some questions, too. Call in and ask, why is he so nuts? What is wrong with him? Why is she so weird? What is wrong with her? And my kids, I think them Chucky's little brothers and sisters. Okay, so we'll
Amen.
I think somebody done stood over them talking about a coup de mort, and they done turned from a doll to a kid. But anyway,
New Year, same old pastor.
I'm telling you, I ain't even changed. I thought I would be new. I'm still
nah, it's all good.
Amen. God bless y'all. Remember, we are soldiers of love no matter what. Peace.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
still alive.